Will you please turn to the book of Acts?
请翻开《使徒行传》
Chapter 11,
第十一章。
We read from verse 19 through verse 30.
我们由十九节读到第三十节。
Acts chapter 11, verse 19.
使徒行传十一章第十九节。
They then who had been scattered abroad through the tribulation that took place on the occasion of Stephen, passed through the country of Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one but to Jews alone.
那些因斯提凡的事遭患难四散的门徒，只等到腓尼基和居比木，并安提阿，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。
But there were certain of them, Cyprians and Cyrenians, who entering into Antioch, spoke to the Greeks also, announcing the glad tidings of the Lord Jesus.
在内中有居比木和古密奈人，他们到了安提阿，也向希利尼人传讲主耶稣。
And the Lord's hand was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord.
注意他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。
And the report concerning them reached the ears of the assembly which was in Jerusalem. And they sent out Barnabas to go through as far as Antioch.
这风声传到耶路撒冷教会人的耳中，他们就打发巴拿巴出去，走到安提阿为止。
Who having arrived and seeing the grace of God rejoiced, and exhorted all with purpose of heart to abide with the Lord.
他到了那里，看见神所赐的恩就欢喜。劝勉众人，立定心志，恒久靠主。
For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a large crowd of people were added to the Lord.
这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主。
And he went away to Tarsus to seek out Saul.
他又往大树去找扫罗。
And having found him, he brought him to Antioch.And so it was with them that for a whole year they were gathered together in the assembly and taught a large crowd. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
找着了就带他到安提阿去。他们足有一年的功夫和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人。门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿开起手。
Now in these days prophets went down from Jerusalem to Antioch.
那些日子有几位先知从耶路撒冷下到安提阿。
And one from among them by name Agabus rose up and signified by the Spirit that there was going to be a great famine over all the inhabited earth, which also came to pass under Claudius.
那中有一位名叫雅加布站起来借着圣灵指明天下将有大饥荒，这是到格老丢年间果然有了。
And they determined, according as any one of the disciples were well off, each of them to send for the brethren to the brethren who dwelt in Judea to minister to them.
于是门徒定义照个人的力量捐钱，送去供给住在犹太的弟兄。
Which also they did, sending it to the elders by the hand.Of Barnabas and Saul.
他们就这样行，把捐献托巴拿巴和扫罗送到众长老那里。
May we look to the Lord in prayer.
我们一同在祷告仰望主。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
，We do praise and thank Thee that we can gather together in the name of Thy beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢赞美你，因为在你爱子耶稣基督的名下，我们可以聚集。
We do thank Thee that as we are in Thy presence,
我们实在感谢你，因为我们是在你同在的底下。
We can hear Thy voice.
我们能够听到你的声音。
We ask Thee that Thou will speak to our heart this morning.
我们求你向我们心中说话。
That we may really follow Thee all the way.
我们能够真正的一直完全的跟随你。
May Thy name be glorified.
愿你的名得荣耀。
May Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Thank God for gathering us together this time.
我们感谢主叫我们这一次聚在这里。
For the sake of those who were not here yesterday.
为了那些昨天没有来的弟兄姊妹们。
Probably we should make a little review.
可能我们要稍微温习一下。
To bring us to what we are going to share this morning.
然后预备好我们今天要交通的。
We remember what our Lord Jesus once said.
我们记得我们的主曾经说过。
My Father worketh hitherto and I work.
我父做事直到如今我也做事。
What is the work that the Father has been doing?
父所做的是什么呢?
And what is the work that our Lord Jesus works?
我们主所做的又是什么呢?
We mentioned that it is the work of the building of the church.
我们说过他们所做的就是建造教会。
It is building that city with foundations.
这是建造那座有根基的城。
We know that even today, this is what the Holy Spirit is working.
我们知道直到如今也是圣灵所做的。
And we all are called to join in this work of God.
我们都被召进入神的这一个工作。
Now, in order to cooperate with God,
我们要能够与神合作。
We need to know what He really is doing.
我们需要知道他在做什么。
What He has done.
他已经成就了什么。
And how does He do it?
然后他是如何的来做。
We need such information.
我们需要这些的资料。
And we do thank the Lord.
我们感谢我们的主。
That in the book of Acts, He has given us lots of examples.
在使徒行传里面，他给了我们许多的例子。
What He did in the first century.
就是他在第一世纪所做的。
He will also do in this 20th century.
他如今也要照样的来做。
Even though He being a living God,
就虽然他是活的神。
And he always worked in a living way.
他实实在在一直在那里活着，在那里工作。
The churches that he's built throughout the ages,
在历史历代他所建造的教会
are all different.
都是不一样的。
Each local assembly has its peculiar features.
每一个地方的教会都有他们的特点。
And yet, the principles underlying all the workings of God is one.
而且在神工作底下都是在那一个的原则底下来做的。
Therefore, by looking into these examples,
所以当我们看这些例子的时候,
we may learn some very precious lessons.
我们就能够学到很宝贝的榜样。
Now, yesterday morning, we mentioned the church in Jerusalem.
昨天我们讲到在耶路撒冷的教会。
Because the church in Jerusalem is the first church that God builds on earth.
因为耶路撒冷的教会是神在地上建造的头一个教会。
By the way, I should add a little word.
我其实还要加一点。
God is building his church.
神在建造他的教会。
It is the church universal.
是讲到宇宙的教会。
But in building the church universal,
当要建造宇宙教会的时候
he builds through the church local.
他要借着建造地方教会来完成。
So in building these local churches,
所以当他各地来建立教会的时候
he is building the church universal.
他实在是在那里建造那宇宙的教会。
For example, in the book of Revelation,
在启示录里面举例来讲
you find in chapters 2 and 3,
我们看到在第二和第三章的里面
the seven churches in Asia,
在那里那亚细亚的七个教会
and the risen Lord walks in the midst of the seven churches.
主为什么在他们当中行走呢?
And yet when you come to Revelation chapter 21 and chapter 22,
当你来到启示录21、22章的时候
you find the holy city, the new Jerusalem.
你就看到圣城新耶路撒冷。
It is the church universal.
那就是宇宙的教会。
So by building the church's local,
所以借着在地方建造教会
it ends up with the church universal.
那最后就得到了宇宙性的教会。
So, this is why we want to enter into all these examples of the church's local.
这就是我们为什么要讲在各地这些教会的这些的榜样。
Because this is the way he built.
因为这是他工作的方法。
And from them we can learn very precious lessons.
那从这些的榜样里面，我们就学到宝贝的功课。
In the church.In Jerusalem,
在耶路撒冷的教会
we mentioned a few things.
我们提过几点
First,
头一点
A church is born, not organized.
教会是生出来的，而不是组织而成的
Because the church of God is an organism.
因为神的教会乃是一个有机体
It is not an organization.
而不是一个组织。
And we also mentioned a universal law.
我们也提到一个宇宙性的规律。
It is the law of travail.
就是生产的这个生产之苦的这个律。
No travail, no birth.
如果没有产难，就没有生产。
And it is for the birth of the church.
是为了教会的诞生
that the triune God prevailed
这一位神就在那里经历了生产之苦
God the Father prevailed in giving up his only begotten son
父神在那里经过生产之苦他就给了儿子给我们
God the Son prevailed on the cross at Calvary
神子在十字架上经过惨难之苦
The Holy Spirit travailed on the day of Pentecost
圣灵在五旬节那天也经历了生产之苦
Because there was a hard breathing over the 120 believers
因为在那120个信徒身上他在那里有一个沉重的吹气
It is the expression of travail
那是表现了他那惨难
Through the travail of the triune God,
因着三而一的神经过了这惨难
we find that the 120 believers responded with travail.
我们就看到那120个信徒，他们也在惨难上面有回应。
They were there praying with one accord for 10 days.
他们在那里同心合一的祷告了十天。
This is prevailing prayer.
这是惨难的祷告
And out of the travail of heaven and of earth
因着天上跟地上的惨难
The church in Jerusalem was born
耶路撒冷的教会在那里就诞生了
Now this principle applies not only to the first church
这一个原则并不单单对于第一个教会是这样
It applies to the birth of every churchOf God on earth.
这也是在地上每一个教会产生的时候所要经历的这一个原则。
There will be some believers who travail in prayer.
在那里有一些圣徒，他们经过这个惨难的祷告。
And then you find a church is born.
然后你就发现有一个教会就在那里诞生了。
Secondly,
第二点。
We mentioned about the meaning of Pentecost.
我们讲到五旬节的意义。
Because on the day of Pentecost, the church in Jerusalem was born.
因为在五旬节那一天，耶路撒冷的教会就生产出来。
When we think of Pentecost,
当我们想到五旬节的时候
we are usually attracted by the sound and the sight.
很多时候我们就只记得那个大响声跟那些发生的情况。
But actually, Pentecost is more than that.
但是五旬节的意义不止于此。
On the day of Pentecost, something that has never happened on earth before happened.
在五旬节那一天，在地上从来没有发生过的事情，那一天发生了。
It is the time when the body of Christ was born.
就是基督的身体那一天生产出来。
For in one spirit,We were all being baptized into one body.
在一个圣灵的里面，我们就都进入这一个身体。
Whether Jews or Gentiles.
不论是犹太人或是外邦人。
And we were all made to drink of one spirit.
我们都隐于一位圣灵。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
And we are all members of that body.
我们都是那个身体上面的一个成员。
And then thirdly, we mentioned that in church in Jerusalem,
我们第三点讲到在耶路撒冷的教会。
On the day of Pentecost, it began with 120 believers.
在五旬节那一天是120位开始的。
But it ended up with 3,120 members of the body of Christ.
但是他们有了一个3,120位成员的基督的身体。
And you find every member in the body of Christ is an active member.
我们也发现每一个在基督身体里面的那一个成员，他们都是活要有生命的成员。
Whether they were the 120 matured believers,
不管他们是那120位成熟的成员，
or the 3,000 newly born believers,
或者是那一些3,000位刚刚重生的信徒，
you find they are all actively involved.
你就发现他们每个人都是很积极的参与。
There is no one that is passive.
在那里没有一个人是被动的。
That shows how healthy is this body of Christ.
那你就看到这一个身体是多么的健康。
They live a church life.
他们活出教会的生活。
They persevered in the teaching and fellowship of the apostles.
他们恒心地遵守使徒的教训跟交通。
In the breaking of bread and prayers.
然后他们祷告擘饼。
They were together.
他们是在一起。
They were filled with love.
他们给爱来充满。
That is the conditions of the early church.
那就是初期教会的光景。
And may the Lord make the church today the same.
愿意今天主也叫他的教会跟那时候一样。
Now these are what we mentioned roughly, yesterday.
这是我们昨天大概讲的。
This morning we would like to share on the church in Antioch.
今天早上我们愿意来交通在安提阿的教会。
The church in Jerusalem is composed mainly of Jews.
在耶路撒冷的教会主要所组成的是犹太人。
And it is located in Jerusalem.
他们是位于耶路撒冷。
Jerusalem is the center of Judaism.
耶路撒冷是犹太教的中心。
Therefore, you find the church in Jerusalem is somehow affected by Judaism.
所以就看到耶路撒冷的教会是受了犹太教的影响。
As a matter of fact, at that time,
其实在那个时候，
people look at the church as a sect in Judaism.
他们看教会就好像是犹太教的一类。
We know that in Judaism you have the sect of Pharisees.
我们知道在犹太教的里面他们有分派为是法利赛人。
They have the sect of the Sadducees.
他们也有撒都该人。
They have the sect of the Essens.
他们也有Essens.
And now they considered these believers of Jesus as the sect of the Nazarenes.
所以他们就像说这一群人跟从耶稣的就是拿撒勒那一派的。
So in the church of Jerusalem, you find that it is somehow mixed with Judaism.
所以你就发现在耶路撒冷的教会他们跟犹太教有一些的混合。
It is under the influence of Judaism.
因为他们是受了犹太教的影响。
It is not completely freed from the Jewish tradition.
他们没有完全的脱离犹太传统的一些的辖制。
And furthermore,
更进一步的，
you find the believers in the church of Jerusalem, they were so happy together.
就是在耶路撒冷的信徒们他们非常的喜乐在一起。
So over a decade, they were together.
所以在经过十年他们都是聚在一起的。
And they were just staying in Jerusalem.
啊他们就是那样停留在耶路撒冷。
They enjoy the Lord and they enjoy one another.
他们在那里享用主也彼此的非常有享用。
They forgot what the Lord had commanded them.
他们就忘记了主对他们的命令。
The Lord said, you shall be my witnesses.
他主说你们要为我做见证。
From Jerusalem,
从耶路撒冷
to Judea,
到犹大城
to Samaria,
到撒玛利亚
and to the end of the earth,
然后直到地极。
But these believers were so happy with one another.
但这些的信徒他们彼此非常的喜乐的在一起。
They were so happy in the Lord in Jerusalem.
他们在耶路撒冷在主里面非常的喜乐。
That they refused to go out to Judea,to Samaria and to the end of the earth.
所以他们就拒绝到撒玛利亚大犹大传递直到地极去。
So after a number of years,
所以经过了许多的年,
the Lord make a move.
主在那里动了工。
He sent persecution to the church in Jerusalem.
他就叫耶路撒冷的教会受到逼迫。
I believe you remember in the book of Acts.
我相信你们都记得在使徒行传里面的记载。
It started with a man called Saul.
在那里是因着一开始是扫罗这个人逼迫他。
And you find persecution came upon the church in Jerusalem.
你知道在耶路撒冷教会就受到逼迫。
And because of that,
因着这样的缘故
the believers began to scatter abroad.
信徒就开始分散到外地去。
As a matter of fact, God sent that persecution to the church in Jerusalem.
这其实是神把患难临到耶路撒冷的教会。
In order to send them out.
然后才能够把他们分派出去。
Now, as these believers began to scatter,
当这些信徒他们散开的时候
they carried the gospel of Jesus Christ with them wherever they went
他们每到的地方他们都把福音送到那里
so the gospel began to spread to Judea and to Samaria
所以福音就开始在犹大传递在撒玛利亚传开
and in Acts chapter 11
所以到了使徒行传十一章的时候
it said that some of them passed through the countriesTo Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch.
所以他们有一些人直走到腓尼基和居比路，并到安提阿。
And wherever they went, they announced the glad tidings of the Lord Jesus.
他们所到的地方，他们都传耶稣基督的福音。
But those Jewish believers,
那些犹太的信徒
when they went to all these different places.
当他们到了那些不同的地方
they were still bound by their Judaistic tradition.
他们仍然受犹太传统的来辖制
So they spoke only to the Jews who live in these countries.
所以他们只向在那些地方居住的犹太人传福音
They did not speak to the Gentiles.
所以他们没有向外邦人来传
But some of the Cyrenians and Cyprians.
当时有一些古米奈人还有这些希利尼人。
Now they probably were Gentiles.
他们可能是外邦人。
So when they went to Antioch,
当他们来到安提阿的时候
they began to speak to the Greeks, to the Gentiles.
他们就开始向希利尼人向外邦人来传福音。
And the Bible said, and the Lord's hand was with them.
这里说到圣经里面就说主也与他们同在。
And a great number believed and turned to the Lord.
说信而归主的人就很多了。
So here you'll find the Holy Spirit made a new move.
你在这里看到圣灵在这里有一个新的工作。
The first move was in Jerusalem.
圣灵头一次的工作是在耶路撒冷。
But it seems as if the church in Jerusalem becomes static.
但是在耶路撒冷他们静下来停止在那里。
It is not moving on.
在那里就没有继续的向前走。
It is being bound by Judaism.
在那里他们受了犹太教的捆绑。
So the Holy Spirit made a new move.
所以圣灵就有一个新的运行。
And he made a new move in Antioch.
所以他在安提阿那里有新的运行。
Here you find it is very different from the church in Jerusalem.
你在这里所看到的跟耶路撒冷教会所看到的不一样。
In Jerusalem, the believers were all Jews.
在耶路撒冷，所有的信徒都是犹太人。
But in Antioch, you'll find most of the believers were Gentiles.
但是在安提阿的教会，你看多数的信徒是外邦人。
They were also Jews there.
而他们其中也有犹太人在其中。
But most of them were Gentiles.
但多数都是外邦人。
Now you remember,
我们记得
what is the body of Christ?
基督的身体是什么呢
？The Bible said, "In one Spirit, we were all being baptized into one body."
因为圣经说，在一个圣灵的里面，我们都给浸成这一个身体。
Jews and Gentiles,
犹太人和外邦人。
So you find the church is not a Jewish church.
所以你看到教会不是犹太人的教会
nor is it just the Gentile church
也不单是外邦人的教会
it is the church of the Jews and of the Gentiles
那是犹太人和外邦人的教会
because it is the will of God to bring all into the church
因为这是神的旨意要把所有人都带进教会里面
if the church is composed only of Jews
如果教会所组成的只有犹太人
It is not the typical church that God wants.
那不是神所要的那个正常的教会。
If it is composed only of the Gentiles,
如果那个教会光光只有外邦人
it is not typical either.
那也不是一个典型神所要的。
But here in the church in Antioch,
但是在安提阿的教会
you find there were Gentiles and Jews together.
你就发现在那里有外邦人跟犹太人在一起。
So,In studying the Bible,
所以当我们读圣经的时候
we often said that the church in Antioch is a typical church.
我们说安提阿的教会那是一个典型的教会
Because this is what the Lord really is after.
因为这是主实在要的教会
But the glorious thing is,
但是这荣耀的事情乃是
even though the church is composed of Jews and Gentiles,
虽然教会里面是有犹太人和外邦人
But they, when they come into the church
但是他们一起进入了教会
When they come into the body of Christ
当他们进入了基督的身体
There is neither Jews nor Gentiles
那就不再分犹太人外邦人
This is a mystery
这是一个奥秘
You know when we were in the world
当我们在世界上的时候
We have all these racial distinctions
我们有各种种族的分别
And many other distinctions
也有很多其他的分别
Educational background
大家教育背景的不同
Social background
社会背景的不同
Cultural background
文化的不同
Language background
语言的不同
Racial background
种族的不同
All kinds of distinctions
我们有各种各样的不同
And because of these distinctions we were separated
因着这样的分别所以我们就不能够在一起
The Jews will have nothing to do with the Gentiles
所以犹太人跟外邦人没有相干
They wouldn't even eat with the Gentiles
他们根本跟不跟外邦人一起吃饭
They consider the Gentiles as unclean
他们认为外邦人是不洁净的
And the Gentiles look down upon the Jews
这个外邦人也低看犹太人
becauseTo the Gentiles, the Jews were money makers.
因为对于外邦人来讲，这个犹太人只会赚钱。
Usurpers.
这些人只会在那里赚钱的。
So there was no communication, no fellowship between the Jews and the Gentiles.
所以在他们那里没外邦人跟犹太人当中没有来往。
But the glorious things happened.
但荣耀的事情出现了。
When the Jew entered into the church,
当 犹太人进入教会的时候
He is no longer a Jew.
他就不再是一个犹太人
He is a Christian.
他是一个基督徒
And when a Gentile enters the church,
当外邦人进入了教会
He is no longer a Gentile.
他不再是一个外邦人
He is a Christian.
他是一个基督徒
In other words,
另外一句话就是
In the body of Christ,
在基督的身体里面
There is neither Jews nor Gentiles.
都不分犹太人外邦人
Neither freemen nor bondmen.
在那里没有自由的或是为做奴仆的
neither barbarians or peacekeepers
也不分化外人跟有学问的这些人
neither circumcision nor uncircumcision
也不分是受割礼的跟没有受割礼的
because in Christ
因为在
we are all one
因为在基督里我们是一位
so brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
There you find in the church in Antioch
在安提阿的教会里面
It is composed of Jews and Gentiles
在那里包括了犹太人跟外邦人
And yet in a spiritual sense There is neither Jews nor Gentiles
但是从属灵的角度来看那里就没有犹太人也不分是外邦人
They are all one in Christ Jesus
他们都是在耶稣基督里成为一
This was true in the church in Antioch.
在安提阿的教会来讲，这是事实。
And it is true to any church of God on earth.
在地上所有的教会都是这样。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
when we are gathering together,
当我们聚在一起的时候
as the church, as the body of Christ,
我们聚在一起成为基督身体教会的时候
let's forget our past differences.
叫我们忘记我们过去的不同。
And remember, we are all one in Christ.
叫我们记得我们在基督耶稣里都是一的。
There is neither Chinese nor American.
在这里不分是中国人是美国人。
We are all one in Christ.
我们在基督耶稣里都是一。
Another thing to be noticed.
另外一点我们要注意的
You find that the church in Jerusalem began with the apostles
就是在耶路撒冷的教会是从使徒开始的
But in the church in Antioch you find it began differently
你发现在安提阿的教会它开始是不一样的
There are two ways that a church is formed
教会能够形成是有两个的方法
Either God will send out his servants to preach the gospel
或者是神把他的仆人差遣出去到那里传福音
And get a number of people
在那里就聚集了一群人
And that's how the church starts
那教会就开始了
Or he will send out his saints
或者是他把他的圣徒差遣出去
And as they scattered to different places
当他们聚在不同的地方的时候
They witness of the Lord
他们在那里见证主
And people are gathered together
他们就把人就聚在一起
And that's how a church is formed
那教会也在那里诞生了
So either a church is formed by the work of the apostles
教会或者是使徒工作所建立的
or it can be the result of the scattering of the saints
或者是一群圣徒他们聚在一起所形成的
no apostle
没有使徒
was sent to Antioch
没有使徒差遣到安提阿
to start the church there
来开始建立那里的教会
the church in Antioch is started by the believers
安提阿的教会是一群信徒开始的
now some people said if there is no apostle there can be no church
有人说如果那里没有使徒就没有教会
this is not true
这不是真理
because the church in Antioch is not started by the apostles
因为安提阿的教会不是使徒们开始
as a matter of fact it produces apostles
我们在看到他们当中反而产生了使徒
it is started by the believers
那是信徒们他们开始的
so wherever the Lord sends us
所以当主差遣我们的时候
whether we are scattered because of persecution
我们到处到外地去或者是因着逼迫
or we are scattered because of professions
我们四散或者是因为职业的关系
for any other reason
或者是为了其他的原因
remember we have a mission
我们记得我们有一个这样的职事
wherever we are to witness of the Lord.
不管我们到哪里去，我们要为主做见证。
And the Lord can use us to start a testimony.
主可以使用我们开始一个见证。
Now the church in Antioch.
在安提阿的教会。
The hand of the Lord was with them.
神的手主的手与他们同在。
And many believed and turned to the Lord.
有信而归主的人很多了。
And the report.Came to Jerusalem.
这个消息就报告到耶路撒冷去。
Now notice what the church in Jerusalem did.
我们看耶路撒冷教会人他们是做什么了呢？
When they heard that many Gentiles had turned to the Lord in Antioch.
当他们听到在安提阿有许多外邦人信了主。
They decided to send someone there to look.
他们就决定打发一些人去看一看。
But whom were they sent?
他们差派谁去了呢?
You notice that they did not send an apostle or apostles.
你一开始他们并没有差派使徒或者使徒们去。
They did not send Peter and John to Antioch.
他们并没有差派彼得跟约翰去。
Instead, they sent Barnabas.
然后他们就差了巴拿巴出去。
Brothers and sisters, this is very, very important.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常的重要。
The church in Jerusalem is the first church.
在耶路撒冷的教会是头一个教会。
And now you find the church in Antioch coming forth.
你就看到安提阿的教会在那里有发展了。
When the news came to Jerusalem,
当这个消息传到耶路撒冷。
Now how do will they respond?
他们的反应是怎么样呢？
If they send John and Peter there,
如果他们差派约翰跟彼得去,
it is as if telling the church in Antioch,
就好像是对安提阿的教会说,
now the church in Jerusalem is the mother church.
哦，耶路撒冷的教会是母会。
Now you are going to be a daughter church.
你们现在就成为一个我们的分会。
We come to gather you under our wing.
我们就把你们招聚在我们翅膀的底下。
That will be the result.
那就会成为这样的结果。
But the church in Jerusalem did not do that.
但是耶路撒冷的教会没有这样做。
They are fully conscious that each local church is independent.
他们很清楚地感知到每一个教会是独立的。
There is no such thing as mother church and daughter church.
因为在那里没有说母会或者分会的这样的事情。
There is no such thing as a headquarter.
但没有说有一个什么总部的。
And all these stations around.
然后有那些的这些的机子分在他们周围。
So instead of sending apostles there.
所以他们没有差派使徒去。
They sent Barnabas there.
他们差派了巴拿巴去。
Now who is this Barnabas?
那巴拿巴是谁呢?
In Acts chapter 5.
在使徒行传第五章那里。
We see Barnabas.
在那里提到巴拿巴。
Chapter 4.
这是第四章。
Verse
36
and verse
37. 在36。37节,
and Joseph, who had been surnamed Barnabas by the apostles, which is being interpreted, son of consolation, a Levite, Cyprian by birth.
说有一个利未人生在居比路，名叫约瑟，使徒称他为巴拿巴。巴拿巴翻出来就是劝慰子的意思。
So here you find Barnabas, he was a Jew.
巴拿巴是一个犹太人
He was a Levite
他是一个利未人
But he was a Hellenistic Jew
但是他是一个Hellenistic 的
希利尼的犹太人
是希利尼的犹太人
Not a Hebrew Jew
不是希伯来的犹太人
I don't know whether you know the difference
我不知道你们知不知道这个的分别啊
A Hebrew Jew is a Jew who is born and reared in Judea
希伯来的犹太人他们是 但生在也长在犹太地的
in the promised land
是在应许地的
Now Hellenistic Jew is a Jew who is born and reared in Gentile countries
那些西美尼的犹太人他们是生长在外邦地方的犹太人
So you find that this man Barnabas is a Hellenistic Jew
所以你就发现这个巴拿巴乃是一个西美尼的犹太人
In other words he received Greek influence
也就是说他接受了由希腊的影响
because he was born in Cyprus
因为他是在居比路那里生的
and he is called Barnabas
他是名叫巴拿巴
a son of consolation
劝慰子的意思
he is full of love and sympathy
他是满有了爱跟怜悯
so you find the church in Jerusalem sent such a man to lookand visit Antioch
所以你就看到耶路撒冷的教会就差派一个这样的人去安提阿
It shows that they have no idea of trying to bring Antioch under their control
所以我们看到他们没有说要把安提阿拉到他们的管制底下
Instead they send someone there who can be a comfort to them
所以他们反而差了一个人去那里能够在那里去劝慰他们
It is a matter of fellowship
在那里这里是一个交通的一件事
Not a matter of control
不是要去控制他们
So here you find this man Barnabas went to Antioch
所以你就看到巴拿巴这个人就到安提阿去
I think this is another lesson we need to learn
我们觉得这也是我们另外要学的一个功课
Every local assembly is independent
每一个地方的聚会都是独立的
It looks to the Lord directly
他们都直接仰望主
It is not under control of any other church
他们不是受任何其他教会的管制
And yet there is a fellowship between assemblies
但是在聚会与聚会当中应该有交通
Care for one another
彼此的来互相的来关心
Helping to build up one another
来彼此帮助互相建立
Now Barnabas came to Antioch
巴拿巴来到安提阿
And when he saw what the Lord has done
当他看到主所做的
He was filled with joy
他里面充满了喜乐
Now sometimes If the Lord something does something by you
有的时候主用着你成就了一些事情
you rejoice
你就非常的欢喜
but if the Lord used somebody else to do something
如果有的时候主用了别人成就一些事情
you are not too happy
你就不是那么高兴
or probably you will be even jealous of it
有的时候甚至会妒忌
but not Barnabas
但是巴拿巴不是这样
when he saw what the Lord has done in Antioch
当他看到主在安提阿所做的
he rejoiced
他里面就欢喜
and he just opened put himselfcompletely at their disposal
他就把他自己完全的放在他们当中
he encouraged them
他在那里鼓励他们
exhorted them that with purpose to abide with the Lord
他们就劝慰他们叫他们实实在在的要住在主的里面
these have turned to the Lord
这个他们就是这样来到主的跟主就看到这些
Yeah, these people have believed and turned to the Lord
继续
With the Lord with purpose
他们如今就给巴拿巴劝慰他们叫他们在主政里面住在他旨意的中当中
Not only just believe in the Lord
不单只是信主而已
But abide with the Lord
是住在主的里面
Persevere, continue in the Lord
他们能够坚持继续的恒久的在主里面
And many more people were added to the church
所以许多人就加在教会的里面
Then Barnabas realized one thing
所以巴拿巴就觉悟到一件事情
He realized that it is a work more than he can take care of
他说他看到这不是他能够做的工
He knows his own limitation
他知道他自己的有限
So he went to Tarsus to seek out Saul
所以他就到大树那里去寻找扫罗。
And he brought Saul to Antioch.
他就把扫罗带到安提阿。
And together they met with the believers and instructed them.
他们就一起就跟这些信徒们聚会，也在那里教训他们。
They taught them for a whole year.
他们在那里教导了他们足有一年的功夫。
Here's another lesson for us to learn.
在这里我们又可以学到一个功课。
We need to know our limitation.
我们需要知道我们自己的有限。
No matter who you are, you are limited.
不管你是谁，你都是非常有限的。
You need the help of others.
你需要其他的帮助。
Barnabas is a humble man.
巴拿巴是一个谦卑的人。
He knows his limitation.
他知道他自己的有限。
So he asked Saul to come and help him.
所以他就请求扫罗来帮助他。
And for a whole year, they taught the people there.
经过一年的功夫，他们在那里教导这些信徒。
By the way, I think of one thing.
我想起了一点。
In 1942,
在1942年的时候
,The Lord brought me to India.
主把我带到印度去。
And I met a group of people.
我在那里就遇到了一群人。
In Madras.
在 Madras 这个地方。
They were meeting together for just one year.
他们在那起只是聚集了一年。
It was a work started by Brother Boxing.
是巴辛弟兄在那里开始的工作。
And when he first started at work in Madras,
当他刚在 Madras 这个地方开始工作的时候
,two brothers from England,
有两位从英国来的弟兄
,they were with the believers for a whole year.
他们跟这些信徒们聚在一起有一年之久。
They gathered with them twice a day for a whole year.
他们每天跟他们聚集两次一年之久。
Before people went to work, they came together and be instructed.
他们上班以前，他们聚在一起接受教导。
After work, they came together and be taught.
工作完了以后，他们又聚在一起啊，一起学习。
And when I went there, it was just a year.
当我到那里的时候，他们刚刚聚了一年。
So you can see what a firm foundation was built.
所以你就看到在那里，他们的根基是扎得多么稳。
The church in Antioch.Is built on a very firm foundation.
安提阿的教会，他们的根基是非常的稳固。
It is rooted and grounded in the Word of God.
他们是在神的话语里面生根扎实。
This is the condition of the church in Antioch.
这是当时安提阿教会的光景。
Many were gathered together.
许多聚在一起。
They turned to the Lord.
他们归到主的面前。
They abide with the Lord with purpose.
住在主的旨意里面。
And they were deeply taught in the Word of God.
他们在主对于主的话，他们也得到很好的教导。
And do you know what happened?
你知道什么事情发生了吗？
And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿起手。
That's the result.
这个就是那个结果。
They were called Christians by the world.
世界上的人称他们为基督徒。
Now today we call ourselves Christians.
今天我们称我们自己为基督徒。
But in the beginning,
但是一开始的时候
there is no such name.
没有这个名字。
If you read the book of Acts,
如果你读使徒行传
before chapter 11,
在11章以前
you find that those believers were called disciples.
那些信徒被称为叫做门徒。
They were the disciples of the Lord Jesus.
他们是耶稣基督的门徒。
They were called people of the way.
他们是说属于这条道路上面的人。
Because there is a way of life that is different from any other way of life.
因为他们的那种生活是跟其他的生活是不一样的。
They were just called believers.
他们被称为信徒。
Because at that time they were considered as a sect of Judaism.
因为当时人看他们是犹太教里面的一派。
But now, the situation is different.
但现今的光景不一样了。
Those believers were mainly Gentiles.
而现在这些信徒，他们多半都是外邦人。
And yet you cannot consider them as a sect of Judaism anymore.
所以不能够再看他们为犹太教里那么一派。
So the world look at these people.
所以当世界看这群人的时候
，And they said, "Now, who are you?"
他说你们是谁呀、啊？
You know, the world always try to figure out who you are.
啊，这个世界啊，一直都在要知道我们是谁的。
They want to identify you.
他们要来把你们啊，要认你们是，说是看你们是哪一类人。
So they look at these believers and these disciples of the Lord.
啊，所以他们看到这些主的门徒。
And finally, they came out with a nickname.
所以就开始了他们。起了一个这样的一个外号
They said, well, these are Christians.
这些都叫做基督徒
Now, what is a Christian?
基督徒是什么
A Christian is a Christ man.
基督徒就是基督人
These are Christ men.
这些都是基督人
Christian, in the beginning, is a nickname.
基督徒一开始好像是一个外号
But it sticks.It sticks. It continues.
哦，但是呢，这个绰号呢，就一直就传下去了。
And now we call ourselves Christians.
所以我们现在呢，就称我们叫基督徒。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹们
，The question is,
问题是在这里
，Do we deserve that nickname?
我们配不配有这个绰号呢
？When the world look at us.
当世界看我们的时候
Can they really call us Christians?
他们能够真正的称我们为基督徒吗
Christ, man and woman
基督人基督女人
You know in the whole Bible
在整卷圣经里面
There are only three mentionings of the word Christian
那只提到基督徒提了三次
I don't know whetherYou can tell me where they are.
我不知道你们能不能够告诉我这个三处都在哪里。
Of course, one is already out.
当然，我们已经告诉你第一处是在哪里了。
Acts chapter 11 verse 26.
使徒行传十一章二十六节是第一处。
Because the disciples of the Lord Jesus in Antioch were first called Christians.
因为在安提阿的门徒。首先被称为基督徒。
Now why did the world call these believers Christians?
为什么世界上的人称这些信徒为基督徒呢
？Because they found that these people were obsessed with Christ.
就是这些人，他们非常的像基督，
着迷
啊，他们非常的喜欢
着迷，
着迷，他们对于基督非常迷。
You know, obsession is not a good word.
其实这个说这个迷呀、着迷呀、并不是一个很好的词。
We should not be obsessed with any other thing.
我们不应该给其他的事情着迷呀。
But it is a good thing to be obsessed with Christ.
但是如果我们向基督着迷呀，这是一件好事。
Now, what do you mean by being obsessed with Christ?
这个成为基督迷呀，是怎么一回事呢
？Because they look at these people.
因为当他们看到这群人的时候
，and they find that whenever they speak, they talk about Jesus.
因为我就发现他们不问，他们一讲话就讲到基督。
Whenever they gather in the name of Jesus.
他们聚在一起的时候，又是奉耶稣基督的，就奉耶稣的名。
Whenever they pray in the name of Jesus.
他们祷告的时候又奉耶稣的名。
And they live for Jesus.
他们为耶稣而活。
Everything is Jesus.
什么都是耶稣。
Nothing is important anymore.
对于他们来讲，什么事情都不重要了。
Jesus is everything.
耶稣对他们来讲是一切。
You are obsessed with Jesus.
说你们这群成了耶稣迷嘛。
You are Christian.
你们就叫你们做基督徒吧。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Are we obsessed with Christ?
我们是不是为了耶稣我们着迷了
Are we being occupied with many other things?
我们是不是给其他的东西来霸占了我们呢
And Christ is only a part of it
耶稣基督只是我们的一小部分呢
Maybe a little part of our life
可能在我们生活里面只占一小部分
We are rather be obsessed with the world
我们情愿叫对世界着迷
With wealth, with fame, with position, with whatever it may be
为了名誉为了金钱为了拥有的东西我们着迷了
We gave ourselves to them.
我们把我们自己给了这些东西。
Or are we so obsessed with Christ?
或者我们对于基督是那样的着迷。
That we give our lives to Christ.
我们把我们的生命都给了基督。
He is everything to us.
对我们来讲，他是我们的一切。
Now, this is a Christian.
这是一个基督徒。
The world today look at Christians.
世界今天他们看基督徒
and said they do not look like Christ.
说他们不像基督。
They are not obsessed with Christ.
他们没有因着耶稣而着迷。
Where is our testimony?
我们的见证在哪里？
So a Christian,
一个基督徒
is a person,
是一个人
who is obsessed with Christ.
他是因着基督而完全着迷吗？
May we be worthy of it.
愿意我们能够配得这样的称呼。
Now the second mentioning of the word Christian.
第二个地方提到基督徒的时候
is in Acts chapter 26 verse 28.
是在使徒行传26章第28节。
You remember Paul was defending his faith.Before Agrippa,
你知道保罗在亚基伯的面前为他所信的在那里争辩。
He was given a chance to defend himself.
在那里，他有一个机会在那里为自己辩护。
But instead of defending himself, he was defending Christ.
在那里，他没有为自己辩护，而是为了基督在那里争辩。
Festus, the governor, said.
所以当时这个提督就说，所以24节那个菲斯都就大声说
，Thou art mad, Paul.
说保罗你癫狂了吧
？Much learning turns thee to madness.
说你的学问太大，反叫你癫狂了。
Paul was defending Christ.
保罗在那里为基督辩护。
Instead of defending himself,
反而没有为自己辩护。
And he did it so well.
他实在辩护得非常好。
That Festus said, you are mad.
所以菲斯都就说，你是一个癫狂的人。
You are given a chance to defend yourself.
现在给机会给你为自己辩护
and you don't take that opportunity
你没有争取这个机会
instead you defend Christ
然后你反而在这里为基督在这里 辩护
you are a mad man
你实在是个癫狂的人
but Paul said no
但保罗说不是
I'm not mad
说我不是癫狂
I'm very sober
我是很清醒的
and I'm telling the truth
我是在这里讲真实的
and he tried to persuade King Agrippa
所以他在那里就来希望说服亚基伯王
Agrippa, I know you believe in the prophets
他说亚基伯我知道你信先知吧
In other words, he tried to bring Agrippa to Christ
就是他在这里向亚基伯王传福音、啊、
And what did King Agrippa say?
这个亚基伯王说什么呢
Verse 28
第28节
In a little thou persuaded me to become a Christian
说你想稍微一串便叫我做基督徒了
You know, a Christian is name being despised.
基督徒这个名字是给人轻看的。
To the world, a Christian is a madman.
对于世界来讲基督徒是癫狂的人。
Because they do not love themselves.
因为他们不爱惜他们自己。
They love the Lord.
他们爱他们的主。
They are willing to deny themselves and follow the Lord.
他们情愿否定自己跟随主。
This is a madman.
这是一个癫狂的人。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
are we mad enough?
我们够不够癫狂成为一个基督徒呢？
I'm afraid.
我实在是恐怕。
We are too clever, too sober.
我们太清醒，太聪明了。
We consider ourselves too much.
我们太过为我们自己顾虑。
We love ourselves too much.
我们太爱惜我们自己。
We count our costs very carefully.
我们为我们付的代价算得太清楚。
And sometimes we feel it is too costly to follow the Lord.
有的时候我们就觉得这样跟随主代价太重了。
We are not mad enough for Christ.
我们为了基督缘故，我们不够癫狂。
Are we able? Are we willing?
我们是不是这有这样愿意的心呢
？To be considered by the world as mad.
让世界看我们如癫狂。
That's a Christian.
这是基督徒。
Now thirdly,
第三个地方。
The third place where the word is mentioned is in 1 Peter.
在彼得前书，那是第三次的提到基督徒。
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16.
彼得前书第四章第十六节。
Peter is mentioning about suffering.
彼得在这里讲到受苦。
And he said, do not suffer because you commit anything.
说不要因为你们自己犯罪而受苦。
But if you suffer,
如果你们若是受苦
as a Christian,
若为做基督徒受苦
let him not be ashamed,
却不要羞耻
but glorify God in this name.
倒要因这名归荣耀给神。
A Christian,
一个基督徒
is one who is willing to suffer for Christ's sake.
是那些愿意为主受苦的。
Nobody loves to suffer.
没有人愿意受苦。
If we can avoid suffering, avoid it.
如果我们能够避开苦难，我们情愿逃避。
But there is a suffering.
但是在那里是有受苦。
That God has called us.
主呼召我们。
We are to have fellowship with the suffering of Christ.
我们要有份于基督的苦难。
Of course, we cannot have fellowship with his vicarious suffering. Now I'm using some theological terms.
我现在用一些神学的名词，我们不能够有份于他
赎罪的受苦，
那个赎罪的苦，受苦。
Now on the cross,
在十字架上
，he suffered for our sins.
他为我们的罪。
In order to atone us,
在那里救赎我们。
Now this suffering is a vicarious suffering.
这一个受苦是赎罪的受苦。
We cannot have fellowship with that.
我们不能够交通有份于那一个苦难。
Because he treads the wine press alone.
因为他是单独的在酒榨里面受压。
By his sufferings, we are atoned.
因着他的受苦我们得着救赎。
But there are other sufferings of Christ.
还有另外耶稣的苦难。
That we are called to have fellowship with him.
我们是给呼召与他那些的经历有份。
We are called to suffer for righteousness sake.
我们为了义的缘故我们被招进来。
We are called to suffer for the name of Christ.
我们给招为了主的名，我们要为他受苦。
We are called to suffer as a Christian.
我们被招有份于要做基督徒所受的苦。
Other people can do, but we cannot.
别人可以做的事情，我们不可以。
Because we are Christian.
因为我们是基督徒。
And we are to suffer for that.
我们要为了那个而受苦。
If we suffer with Christ,
如果我们与基督一同受苦
，we shall reign.With Christ.
我们就与他一同掌权。
So there is a sense of suffering to be a Christian.
所以在作为基督徒那里是有一个要受苦的需要。
There will be a will to suffer.
我们要有一个为主受苦的心智。
Now brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
do you have a will to suffer?
你有没有受苦的心智？
Are you willing to suffer?For Christ's sake.
你愿不愿意为了主的名而受苦？
Are you willing to give up something for Christ's sake?
你愿不愿意为了主的缘故而放弃一些？
Are you willing to be misunderstood because you are a Christian?
你愿不愿意别人误会你，因着你是基督徒？
Are you willing to let go something because you are a Christian?
你愿不愿意为了因着你是基督徒的缘故，愿意放下一些东西？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
that is a Christian.
这是一个基督徒。
So in the eyes of the world,
在世界人的眼中
，Christians are fools.
基督徒是愚蠢的人。
It is a fool who is willing to suffer.
只有那些愚蠢的人才愿意受苦。
But Christians are fools.
但是基督徒是愚蠢的人。
We are God's fools.
我们是属神的那些愚拙的人。
Are you willing to be that?
你甘心情愿这样吗？
Thank God.
感谢神。
This is what a Christian is.
这就是基督徒的所事。
So you find in the church in Antioch.
所以你在安提阿的教会。
These disciples were called Christians.
这些门徒被称为基督徒。
What a testimony that must be.
这一定是一个非常好的见证。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
What about us?
我们又如何呢？
We take the name Christian so casually.
我们那样的轻飘的就接受了基督徒的名字。
But actually, that name is a name of worth.
但这个名字是一个有代价的一个名字。
May God be merciful to us.
愿神实在怜悯我们。
Now there are many other things about the church in Antioch.
在安提阿的教会还有其他的事情。
That we can share with.
我们不能够交交通了。
Because I think that's enough.
我想我交通到这里已经差不多了。
So let us have a word of prayer.
愿意我们有一点的祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank Thee.
亲爱的天父，我们要感谢你。
For putting before us the church in Antioch.
你把安提阿的教会放在我们的跟前。
That which Thou has built in the first century.
是你在头世纪所建造的。
How we praise and thank Thee for their good testimony.
为了他们的美好的见证，我们要感谢赞美你。
We thank Thee that Thou has made them worthy of the name Christian.
我们实在感谢你，你叫他们配被称为基督徒。
Lord.
主啊,
we come to thee this morning.
我们早上来到你的跟前。
And ask that thou will be gracious, merciful to us.
我们愿意求你恩待怜悯我们。
That we too may be made worthy of being Christian.
叫我们这一群人，我们都能够被造成配得称为基督徒。
That we will be so occupied with Christ.
我们让基督完全的占有我们。
That the world may consider us as adopted.Obsessed people.
世界上叫我们看为我们是一群着迷的人。
Lord,
主啊，
that we will really be so much for thee.
我们实在愿意更多的为你。
Forgetting ourselves.
我们愿意忘掉我们自己。
That the world may even consider us mad.
世界甚至看我们为癫狂的人。
That we may be willing to suffer for thy name's sake.
我们为了你名的缘故，叫我们能够愿意为你受苦。
Let the world consider us as fools.
叫世界看我们为愚拙的。
Lord.
主啊，
we do pray.
我们祷告。
That we may be worthy of being Christian.
我们实在求你，叫我们能够配得上。被称为是基督徒。
And may thy name be glorified.
愿你的名得着荣耀。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 向我们说了非常清楚的话。
We thank the Lord. God had really spoken clearly through His servants to us.
但愿主的灵在我们里面。更深的显明主的目的。
May the Holy Spirit reveal the Lord's heart and desire in our hearts more clearly.
叫我们以下的日子实在是活出我们该有的那种光景。
So that the remaining days of our life can be a good witness.For himself.
也实在地知道什么叫做基督徒。
And that we really know what it means by being a Christian.
也实实在在地活出我们着迷在主的身上。
That we really can live out the witness of being obsessed with Christ.
我们要唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们要唱的诗歌是 对不起，我一下翻乱了。535。
Let's stand and sing this hymn.
我们把这首诗歌唱完以后，弟兄姊妹，你里面有点感动的，有感觉的，你开口带着我们一同祷告，我们也与你一同说阿门。
After we sung through this hymn, we ask those brothers and sisters who have the burden, lead us in prayer, and we will say amen to your prayer together.
站在人与神儿子权难过。指望着去年你没通过山区被难藏心的年就高扬全世界山区自己给天伦的人光明的年就高扬全世界山区自己给天伦的人光明的